On March 6, 1998, the writing and directing team of brothers Joel and Ethan Coen released their film, The Big Lebowski. Since then, the movie has grown a following. However, some of their followers are more devout than others. For WGBK Radio, this is Jeff Collins with your news brief on dudism. Man in me will do. The Church of the Latter-day Dudes, or, as it is more commonly known, dudism, was founded in 2005 by Oliver Benjamin. I was able to talk to Benjamin, who is the Dudley Lama of dudism. Benjamin started dudism after watching The Big Lebowski for his third time.
For most people, it's the third time something sort of mystical happens, where you realize it's not just this sort of film with a bizarre plot that sort of ends up with nothing at the end, that it's actually like this incredible sort of telescope and microscope on the history of mankind and where we are now in human history and, you know, ethically what people should be doing, how people should be treating each other. And so, you know, a lot of people sort of feel as if there's something else going on, and we sort of decided to look into it more and turned it into an actual religion.
When dudism was just starting as a religion, the internet played a vital role in its growth.
Starting any kind of philosophical organization used to be kind of a tough thing to do because, you know, how do you find like-minded individuals? But with Facebook and with the internet and, you know, if you know your way around a computer a bit, you know, it's pretty easy to find all the, you know, so many people who really feel the same way. And, of course, you know, a lot of people, you know, we have about 150,000 ordained dudist priests through the Church of the Latter-day Dude.
Dudism, like all religions, are not immune from splits. In fact, there already has been one major split in dudism.
A lot of these people are saying, hey man, we're really tired of all the quoting of the movie and all the, you know, everyone like dressing up like the dude. This is more than just The Big Lebowski. And so, you know, there's been actually some sort of a movement within dudism to have a splinter group called Abidism. You know, the dude abides, that's the famous last line of the dude. And, you know, which is more like sort of independent of the whole Lebowskian tradition.
Although some people believe that Benjamin and his fellow dudists are making something out of just a movie, he's glad that dudism hasn't offended any other religions.
But nobody's really angry. No one's sitting here. The one thing that I was a little bit afraid of course, was, you know, maybe some fundamentalist religious people might say, you know, this is blasphemy and this is crazy that you're comparing the dude with Jesus and the Buddha, you know, which we do often. I don't have anybody burning crosses on my lawn or anything.
Throughout the years, both the Coen brothers and the star of The Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges, have been asked about dudism.
When someone said, what do you think of the fact that people have turned The Big Lebowski into a religion, they said, we're as surprised as you are. That was their only quote. And when Jeff Bridges was asked if he's a dudist, he said, I'm more Buddhistly bent, was his answer. So they're aware of dudism, but they're not talking about it too much.
For more information about dudism, you can visit their website at www.dudism.com. That's www.dudism.com. For WGBK Radio, this has been Jeff Collins with your news brief on dudism. All around my door.